Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
At Community Bank, we're more than a place to manage your money. We're your neighbors and trusted financial advisors. For decades, we've helped families, small businesses, and individuals achieve their dreams. We're dedicated to your success every step of the way. Community Bank, member FDIC.
Hello? Anybody home?
Dude, you gotta hear this.
What?
What is it?
This true force has never been fully understood.
Say, what is it?
It boils down to two simple words.
Rock and roll.
Rock and roll.
New England clam chowder.
That's what I'm talking about.
All right, let's keep rocking and rolling.
Wonderful. Couldn't have said it better myself. It's rock and roll, brother, and we're rocking tonight. Good morning. Welcome to the Handyman Rock and Roll Show right here at really, it's the Rock and Roll Handyman Show. I shouldn't say rock and roll first. But I'm Buddy. My name is Buddy Slowick. I'm going to be here at the Super Talk doing our show for taking care of your home and improving your house and home improvements, and building new. We don't do marriage counseling. That has a lot to do with building houses.
Oh, yeah. Move into another place and you know,
yeah.
Don't have any stress. Don't remodel a kitchen while you're living in it. No, it's always a good challenge.
Yeah.
And you can make it through that, then you can make it through anything.
That's correct. You know, I mean, there's a lot of stress on each individual when a spouse is involved. Yeah. Oh, those people, because different ideas, they have, wow.
I will say this. We've had two of our amazing employees here over about the last year have to go through a total remodel, married with kids, and you know, and they did it, and they made it and got together. And then we had another one that was remodeling and doing some things, and their marriage is very strong, too, because they got through that, no trouble. And so I will say we have strong marriages around
here.
Well,
there you go. I mean, yeah. You know, I mean,
but it is tough.
Regardless of what you do, whether you're building a house or building anything at all, remodeling or repairing, there's going to be stress involved, but that shouldn't ruin your day. You should always be ready for it and prepared for it and just say, well, I've been saying, oh, well, for so many years. You know, and when I say, oh, well, that means I'm not going to worry about it anymore.
Well, my grandfather had a saying that he used to use, and he would say, you know, worry about the things you can change and to heck with the things you can't.
That's what oh, well,
I try
is
to
all
live
about.
By that. Sometimes it's very difficult to have that kind of mindset, but something, I do believe it works.
Some things tend to wear. Yeah. Some things tend to wear on you. Hey, did you have a good Fourth? Were you here yesterday?
I was, yes, sir.
You had a great Fourth, didn't you?
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Well, there wasn't much to it, really.
I didn't go out and watch any fireworks. I watched it all on television last night, and I was just it was absolutely great. I don't know if you got to see any of the fireworks on TV, but I was watching Boston and Washington, D.C., and New York City, and the firework display and the whole show were just amazing. Somehow, in this country, I get the feeling that there's a little bit of division going on. We're always at one another. But somehow yesterday during all the fireworks show, that seemed to disappear a little bit. It seemed like we were all Americans because we are all Americans. And gosh, I was just blown away by it. I thought it was great. Absolutely fantastic show. So that's just, you know. And look, I've got red, white, and blue on today. Look.
Yeah, I didn't do that.
I see you wore
gray and black and white. Yeah.
Well, it's not the Fourth anymore.
I did enjoy the day before, though. I had an opportunity to visit with some folks, some friends, and eat good and have a nice time. So, I knew I was going to have a couple things to do yesterday. And
So,
no complaints there.
Well, good.
And tomorrow I get a day off, so get a little sandwich action.
Yeah, I know how that goes. All right. Our guest is going to be Jerry Clark is going to be here with Clark Remodeling and Repair, and we're going to talk a little bit about building a deck and how. I'm going to talk to Jerry about a DIY deck. I mean, how does an individual do that? So he and I will talk about that when we get to it. And then we've got so many other things we want to discuss this morning. But popped up on the computer this week about lab-grown wood. What? Yes. It's grown in sheets, a company in British Columbia has found a way to take cells out of stumps of trees, and through some chemical process, they can actually create sheets of wood, which can then be cut and bent, and it's like fire resistant and uses 95% less water to create the same amount of wood. It's amazing stuff, and I had looked it up a little bit, and on the net, all I could find is that MIT, Massachusetts Institute of Technology, has been studying this type of thing by using cells from a leaf for many years to make artificial wood. But I don't see what they ever have produced a whole bunch. No, I haven't really followed that up. They may have, and I'm not trying to knock them at all. But this company in British Columbia has not only manufactured it, but is also producing it now. And what it will do will cut down our, you know, there's no longer any need to go cutting down a whole bunch of trees unless it's necessary, unless we need them. I mean, I'm not saying don't cut down trees and don't use wood. We should, and we always will. But like everything else in the building and remodeling industry, technology is beginning to take over and really aim us in a direction which can help a whole lot. Like using a natural wood, lab-grown wood. That's just an amazing advancement in technology in building today, as well as there's a lot in roofing, and there's a lot of technology going on. Siding now for years has been going to a fiber cement type siding, which is pretty much impervious to fire and termites and same thing. But now they're beginning to understand that that needs to be part of the interior structure as well. Now, that I think is a great, great move. I got to tell you that I'm not going to be totally satisfied and happy till I know that a home is securely planted on the ground, to the ground, and to itself. And that's done with hurricane straps and, well, you know, I've gone over this 1,000 times. But it's still, it's important that a house is built strong, very, very strong. And, of course, some of the best way to build a strong house is like insulated concrete forms. They work so darn well, and they just stop the weather totally. You don't have, you can't hear a thunderstorm most times outside. ICFs are great products, but hey, 95% less water, that'll probably be good for our foundations as well. That's just one of the things that's happening in the industry as far as improving and making things better than they were before. And happy to have something like that come along. Atlas Repair, Foundation Repair. Hey, slab foundations need repairing? Well, one of Tony Urpino's big talk about issues is how much water a tree uses to grow, and sometimes the tree can get water from underneath your house with the root system. And to know that a synthetic type wood or a homegrown, lab-grown wood is being manufactured that uses 95% less water, I'm sure that in the future that will start to affect our foundations. But right now, we're going to have a mess with foundations all over the place. And that's what Tony Urpino is all about. Atlas Foundation, they want to repair your foundation, and they do so with very little hassle to you, and probably won't even stress your marriage.
That's an asset.
That's right. And because it'll be done right, it'll be done very quickly, a day, maybe a day and a half. Hey, Tony Urpino, you give him a call, 1-800-256-1010, Atlas Foundation Repair. They really do have their act together. He's been at it for a long time. Works throughout the entire state of Mississippi, from the down in the water on the – boy, that's nice down there – down in the water on the beach all the way up to Memphis, and handles the entire state. So give him a call, 800-256-1010, Atlas Foundation Repair. Happy to have them as a sponsor. All right. Well, other technologies that have really, and I should also give out our cell, our text number. C-Spire text line is 601-879-4395. Hey, we want to hear from you. Text us something that says Happy 4th of July or Happy, you know, or maybe you've got something to say to Lance.
We're like midway point through the year. Can you comprehend that?
It
doesn't feel like it should be, but we're there.
We're there.
We're on the downhill slope.
And gosh, before you know it, it'll be the holiday season.
It is always the holiday season for me. I'm always looking forward to Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
I'm always looking forward to 4th of July and Memorial and Labor Day. I mean, they spread it out just enough where you got that carrot dangling right in front of you. Oh, there's a holiday coming. So, yeah, I'm always kind of in holiday mood and celebratory. But the 4th is such a wonderful celebration.
Well, it really is.
I'm with you on the fireworks. I didn't really watch a lot on TV last night.
Yeah.
The neighborhood was popping and, you know, going, and they were, I don't know who had the good stuff, but they had the good stuff because it was getting way on up there and yeah, blowing up and beautiful colors and dogs are having a big time. So it was just, I like the sound of that. Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
It's just really cool having that kind of rumbling and popping going on. It was really one night.
I don't mind it at all either. I have a golden retriever and she's kind of like, kind of passive about it, but once in a great while, if something really pops, it gets to her from time to time, but that's okay. Not very much. A good person. A good dog. Very, very good dog, as a matter of fact. But at any rate, yeah, it did seem like the country came together a little bit more last night, and I hope that really is a wave of the future, and maybe we'll just be a better country for it, and I hope we will. There's always been hassles in America from day one. There's been disagreements right on through today, and always been protests, and protests are fine. That's part of our American way. Protest anything you want to peacefully. No violence involved in protesting. When you define protest, violence isn't part of the definition. That's all there is to it. That's all I have to say about that. All right. But at any rate, it's been really hot here lately, like in the 90s. That doesn't seem to bother us very much. We've got all the systems to keep ourselves cool, and whether we're inside or outside, and do whatever we want to do. But they don't seem to have the systems up north. So when it gets into the upper 80s and 90s up there, they talk about a major, major heat wave, and they're going to swelter to death. And when you think about it, well, they don't have as many in-house air conditioning units, or they're just not as prepared for the hot weather as we are. And it really does take an effect on the northern people. And you've been seeing, really, how much the weather has affected those.
It's always fun to listen to all the folks that, you know, from up north that moved to the south to retire. And you're like, what were you thinking? I understand it. You get out of the congestion and in the really hard winters and all that, but the summers down here are pretty rough if you're not used to it.
It
takes a good while to adjust. One of the things that I always would recommend folks that aren't familiar with the heat you're walking into is get a towel.
Uh-huh.
And put some ice in it and wrap it up and put it around your neck.
Yeah, that's right.
Or you know, just keep something that you have a little bit of, you get that jolt of cold. Because, you know, every day, I even take a cold shower in the morning because it just seems to get me going.
Yeah.
You know, that heat, the hot water, and then you walk back out into the heat and you're like, oh my God, why did I do this? So, but yeah, just a little shot of cold water on the neck and stuff on the head, it really makes a huge difference. So if you're new to this and you're a transplant and you've moved down here, hey, take it serious because you have no idea how quickly that stuff will jump on you.
And we're talking about hydrate more, yes, and electrolytes.
Not Coca-Colas and beer.
No,
and
none of that will really hydrate you.
Stuff, yeah.
Like water. And maybe
Gatorade.
Maybe drink a Gatorade. Don't overdrink Gatorade because that can be not
salt.
Good for you as well. And salt, a Gatorade, and a lot of water, man. It'll just get you right there. Sugar's not bad.
If you're out trying to climb up on the roof and do things like that this time of year, make sure you do it extremely early in the morning or really late in the afternoon. Have somebody to spot you. Don't do stuff like that on your own because you don't realize how hot shingles are. You don't realize there is no shade on top of a house. And you get up there and you get a little jelly-legged. And yeah, you just be careful, because this is that time of year where you think you got it, yep. and then all of a sudden your body says, nope, you don't have it.
It's got you.
It's got you. So yeah, just take care of yourselves.
I'm stuck. That's the way it is. But yeah, that's true. Always have a spotter when you're working on the roof or on a ladder. Ladders.
Your favorite. The ladder.
I have a whole paragraph of ladders.
Eight segments for ladders.
We don't want to talk about that right now. Ladders are something else. Another thing that's really changed in the building and construction industry a great deal is power tools, or tools, so to speak, or just even hand tools. But power tool industry, right through lawnmowers and yard care equipment and vacuum cleaners. But when you talk about hand tools, battery-operated hand tools, you have a 20-volt battery-operated drill. It can do – I mean, wow. It is so handy to use something like that. But a little nugget that should be told is that when you do have a battery-operated tool, use the battery all the way up and let it run out and then recharge it. Don't use it a little bit and it's working fine and then charge it thinking that you're going to recharge back what you used already, because what happens is those batteries will start to remember where you only have so much battery life left. It lessens the life of your battery. So use it all the way up, and it's really good to have, even for the DIY person, two batteries on hand. One charged all the time, and one – I have two batteries, and I charge the one that I use all the time fully charged, and when it's charged, I put it in a little baggie and put it where I can get it.
I'll say this. If you're looking for a battery-powered mower, they're starting to make the 80-volt, which it takes two batteries instead of the one. And I went with that. It was a little more expensive, but you're paying for that battery.
What brand did you get?
I went with Atlas, and I got the one from Harbor Freight. Now, good product. I've been very happy with it.
Sure.
I don't know how long the battery life on certain things lasts, but I will say that if you have a little larger yard, think about the 80-volt option where it runs with two batteries instead of the 40-volt, which is just the one battery. So you get a lot more life out of that, and it doesn't drag on the one battery near as heavy. So
are those batteries rechargeable?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Good deal.
Good
All
product.
Right. All right. Hey, you listen to the Rock and Roll Handyman Show here on Super Talk Mississippi at the Build Mississippi Studios. My guest, Jerry Clark, coming up with Clark Remodeling and Repair, and we're going to talk a little bit with Jerry about what's going on in the world. So be back in just a few minutes. Don't go away.
Superior. It's more than a name. It's a promise that we make to our customers to provide you the highest quality U.S. farm-raised catfish at your favorite restaurant, your family reunion, or on your dinner table. Hey, this is Steve Azar, and I want to let you know that with Superior Catfish, you know the next bite is as good as the first, time after time, made possible by your friends and neighbors here in Mississippi. Remember, there's catfish, then there is Superior Catfish.
While most people are settling into their cubicles and sifting through their inboxes, others are busy building the foundation of the future. One brick, pipe, and electrical line at a time. The construction industry in Mississippi needs over 100,000 skilled tradespeople now. If you're looking for an in-demand, well-paying career, visit buildmississippi.com to discover rewarding careers in the trades. Buildmississippi.com. Your future is waiting. Let's build it.
Hey!
Hey!
I caught you.
You did.
Robert Plant.
Robert Plant. No. Robert Plant.
You gotta love it when a woman compromises your principles.
Yeah, Palmer, it was great. Somebody, one of our vocalists. One of the things we're doing the music today, they say they sound a little bit like Robert, Palmer did.
Good.
So, yeah, we'll get to that in time. Right now, Jerry Clark, Clark Repair and Remodeling. Is that correct?
Remodeling and repair.
I can't.
I know.
I have to write that sometimes.
Well, you're used to calling it Clark's Construction, and it was that for so many years.
Yeah.
You know, and then once I got hacked, I had to change everything.
Oh, that's miserable.
Oh, it was horrible. It was horrible.
For people our age, the advance of technology is coming so fast. It's like, it's hard to keep up.
It is very hard. I've almost quit trying to keep up.
Sometimes you just got to throw in the towel. You know, yeah. I don't do any of that.
Oh man, the old school way works really, really well with us.
Yeah, since my friend passed away, that did all my books and all the payroll and everything else, he had it all on computer.
Oh.
And when he died, the computer somehow somebody hit it, and he had it all in one. You know, the whole thing was in the screen, the computer and everything. And I'm having to do all this stuff by hand, and I'm seeing now that I'm going to have a nightmare come January of next year.
Yeah, as much as we're complaining a little bit about the advance of technology, it's really very, very helpful.
I mean, yes.
If you learn it and you really know how to use it, like, for instance, keeping track of your business interest, whether it's purchases or payroll or whatever, insurance, all a computer does all that for you.
Oh, yeah.
But it's great to have somebody that knows how to do all that, to really.
Somebody has a time also.
Oh, computers will eat up some time.
For sure.
For sure they will. Well, this morning I thought we would talk about building a deck. Like if a person themselves wanted to build a deck, and let's say they weren't hiring a construction company or a remodeling company to do it. And you do build decks.
Yes.
I know you do.
Yes.
And I know your company builds decks. But I want to talk about, let's say, somebody wants to build their own deck. And let's talk right from the beginning. First, they need to mark out the area of where it's going to be. And pretty much, is there a code nowadays where decks should not be attached to a home?
That I'm not sure of.
I'm not sure of either.
I will say that as far as I'm concerned, it's always best to have it attached to the home.
Yeah. But then all you do is you mark out your area where the deck is going to be. And you can do that with a white down paint or anything at all. And then what do you do with the ground? I mean, because you're working on it, may be grass ground or at this point, or it may just be dirt.
Well, you know, you don't want, of course, if it's kind of hilly or bumps and everything else in it, you want to kind of knock those bumps down, level it off and everything. If it's got a lot of grass in it, I personally would take and spray a weed killer down.
Yeah.
And then I'd put the black fabric down to keep anything from growing. Because having grass and weeds and things growing up through your deck is just – it's horrible. And trying to get to the middle of your deck and get a weed pulled, it's just almost impossible.
Right.
So,
it sure is.
That's the first thing I would do after getting everything squared off. And making sure that your deck is going to be square and true.
So first thing you want to do is you make sure the ground is level and well compacted.
Yes.
It has to be well compacted. There's different ways to do that, and they do make compactors that are mechanical that will actually do a great job. But
they do.
I'm not sure that's necessary for the DIY that wants to build a smaller deck.
It's not. You know, most of them are going to build their own deck. The ground's already going to be compacted.
Sure.
It's just going to be like it is.
Okay.
So I really wouldn't worry too much about that.
But then you put the landscaping fabric on top of that to stop weeds from growing up. Did you do anything at that point about a vapor barrier?
You can. You can do a vapor barrier. On an outside deck, the vapor barrier is not going to be – it's not as critical.
Yeah.
As it would be on, let's say, turning a screen porch into a sunroom.
Right.
Okay. I really wouldn't worry a whole lot about a vapor barrier.
I got you.
It's going to be outside.
Okay. Yeah. That makes sense if it's not really going to help a whole bunch.
No, it's really not.
Because you're going to have a lot of – okay. Yeah. Good. All right. Then from your landscape fabric – Then what do you do?
Well, you're going to find, depending on how large it is, is going to depend on where you're going to put your support post. Usually I will take and use mostly 4x4 posts are common is what you're going to need. Very seldom would a DIYer need a 6x6 or 6x4.
Right.
So you're going to need most of the time just 4x4s. And even though you're going to be attached to the house, I would probably take and put one all within 4 feet of where the attachment is.
Right.
And then every 8 feet after that.
Okay.
Okay, put your corners in. I do not like putting posts on blocks.
Right.
Because there's too much movement in the soil that we have here in this state.
I agree with you on
so
that.
So I always sink a 4x4 in 2 feet of concrete and let it stay. Let it harden for at least a day.
Level it up.
Yes.
Matter of fact, put braces on it if you have to keep it level.
Yes. And once you get your 4x4s up, then you can start your framing process.
Well, do you need a ledger board attached to that if it's going to be attached?
To the house?
Yes, sir.
It's best to, yes.
And at that point, a ledger board is – wood screw is not going to be strong enough to hold it. It needs a really good – I mean, they make long, great, but they use a 60-volt drill to put it in. You need a heavy drill to drill one of those through, but they make plenty of great bolts that will anchor your ledger to your house the way it should be, even if it's into brick and cement.
Well, yeah, you can take and just get concrete drill bits and actually drill into your slab.
Right.
That's what we do when we pour a patio or any kind of extension, is that we pre-drill a 3/8 hole into your concrete slab. Once we get it, they're drilled,
right.
Then we get 3/8 pins, rebar pins, and put them in. And once the pins are in, then when we get all the concrete mesh and the other rebar in, we'll tie it all together to the pins. That way it'll hold it all in place.
Yes.
You're basically going to do the same thing with a ledger board.
Yeah, okay.
You're going to pre-drill, and then you can take and put I really don't like tapcons because they don't hold real well.
Right.
You know, they hold some, but they're just not great. So I would actually get some concrete anchors and go through your ledger board and into the concrete.
Yeah, I agree with that on the TAPCON. Everybody believes a lot in TAPCON, and they do have their purpose. But I'm not sure that putting a ledger board against a house is one of those.
No.
It's not. All right. You've got your 4x4 posts up. You've got them where you want them to be, or the supports. They're on hollow supports in 2 feet of concrete. Then what happens?
You put your outer band on.
And your outer band should be
2x10s at least.
Okay.
Everybody says a 2x8 will work. I'm a firm believer in a 2x10. I just think it's a lot better.
Then to me, folks, when I'm building a deck, if I were to do it, I'd use 2x10 for the outside ledger.
Yeah. And again, according to how large your deck is going to be, whether you're going to need a center beam or not. If you do, you're going to have a 4x4 post in the center of it that it won't come through the deck. It'll just be, you know.
A support.
Yeah, a support. And you need to tie your center beam onto that post so you don't have to run it the full length.
Right.
Because you're weakening the 2x10. It doesn't really have anything to hold it, keep it from bowing up underneath your deck for support.
Right.
Once you get that on, then you start running your floor joists. I like floor joists on 16-inch centers.
Well, and most decks outside that you see are 24 on center.
They are 24, and that's what most people do. I don't like – I really don't want like 24s on floor joists.
Spongy.
Very much so. They give a lot.
Spongy.
So I definitely would like I always like to go with 2x8s on 16-inch centers. Very, very firm support.
That is a good firm support for
and
sure.
Make sure that you use hangers.
Yeah. Underneath, yes.
That's always awesome. Use hangers.
And just nailing them up or screwing them together is not going to be enough.
Yeah.
Hangers are great.
They're really good.
They really do some awful lot of support.
One thing that I do with a deck is I never use a nail.
Yeah.
I use at least 3-inch exterior deck screws.
Right.
All the time. 2-inch on whatever, on a, if we use the 5-quarter board deck. We'll use a 2-inch maybe, 1 5/8.
Right.
Otherwise, if it's going in framing, it's going to be at least 3-inch.
Yeah. And it's also – thing I like about screwing it together rather than using nails is screws can be removed and you can change it if you find it somehow is connecting in the wrong darn spot because of whatever reason.
That's right.
Nails are harder to get. They can be gotten out, but you're going to make a mess, and it's also going to be harder to get.
You're right. The screws are easier to work with if you need to change something. You're right. Just pull, you know, take them out, and once you get everything lined back up the way it needs to be, you need to, you know, use a screw, just go right back into it.
And part of the whole process is all of things that we've talked about should be written down and pre-planned, and there should be a budget applied for those, plus a budget for your deck for the entire project, and then add a little to it because there's going to be a...
No matter what you do, you always want to add, I would say, at least 10%.
Yep.
At least.
10% over the what you believe would be your actual cost.
Right. And when I cost out a project, which I do, because everything we do for every individual is different. Everybody says, oh, it's going to be the same thing. Well, no, it's not. There's always a difference. So that's why I price out every job individually. And with things the way they are now, I have to go and check my suppliers on every job and see what the costs are.
Sure.
Now, but getting back to once your framing is all up and everything, I personally am still a big fan of 5-quarter deck board. 5-quarter by 6 deck board.
Pressure treated,
but not pressure treated. Well, I like it pressure treated, but it's I like the kind that's already been at least run through the kiln once.
Yes.
Doesn't have to be fully dried, but at least partially dried.
They do make that product now. It's they don't call it. There's I know Yellowwood is the big name, and but Yellowwood is also fully KD, I believe. They do make – I forgot what Lowe's and Home Depot call that product.
Well, actually, Lowe's doesn't carry it, unfortunately. Home Depot does carry, and they call it Weatherite or something
I think,
like that.
I think that's correct. I think Weatherite or something like that is what
And I don't ever get one that's over 12 feet long.
Yeah.
If you try to get a 5-quarter deck board or any board and over 12 feet, 14 maybe max – you're not going to get them straight. There's always going to be a problem with a 16-footer. It is so hard. But I got a deck that's 16 feet long. I won't have it's going to cause you problems. It really will.
Yeah.
So I'm a true believer in getting the 12-foot board.
Well, I think that type of pressure treated that's weather-tested or a little kiln-dried is a good product. But I also want to say that when you get that product home or they bring it to you, wherever it goes, make sure that it's always stacked very straight and very level with proper support under it. Because if it's to a point where it can bow, it's going to bow. It's going to bow for sure.
Always have blocks up underneath it on the off the ground.
Right.
Don't just take it and pull it out of your truck and throw it on the ground. It's the worst thing you can do. And like you said, stack it up nice and neat.
Right.
And another thing is if you're not going to use it for a couple of days, I would put a ratchet strap on or something and bind it back down so it won't bow.
Yeah. That's a good point. That really is a good point. But that's not what everybody is going to use for their decking material. Some people really like the synthetic, and there's so many – I mean, there's wrapped synthetic. There's pure synthetic. There's totally synthetic. There's
when that product first came out, I was not a fan of it because of the finish. Once it got dry, it would have like little splinters coming out. If you walk barefoot in it, you know what I mean.
Yeah.
They have vastly improved it from what, you know, but I'm a huge fan of the 5-quarter board.
All right. We're going to take a short break and we'll come back with Jerry Clark with the Clark Repair no room modeling and repair. I got it right, yeah. At the Built Mississippi Studios, you're listening to the Handyman Show on Super Talk. Be right back.
Mississippi, the place you call home, is a state like no other. From the music, to the food, and the people. The Magnolia State has so many good things to celebrate. And now you can. Each weekday afternoon from 2 to 3 on Good Things with Rebecca Turner. Mississippi's Radio Happy Hour. Bringing you the good stories of Mississippi's people, places, and all the good things to do. Life doesn't always have to be serious. So let's have fun. Good Things with Rebecca Turner. Weekdays from 2 to 3 on Super Talk Mississippi. No matter where you go, Super Talk Mississippi is there. With FM signals all over the state, you can hear Super Talk Mississippi from the Delta to the Red Clay Hills of Meridian and from Oxford to Biloxi. And when you're out of the state, you can always get the latest Mississippi news and talk online at supertalk.fm and on your smart device with the Super Talk app. You're proud to call Mississippi home, and we're proud to cover your state like no one else. Thanks for listening to Super Talk Mississippi.
Hi, I'm Josh Quinn. When they play their music, that hard rock music, they thank it with a lot of flash, but it's still that same old backbeat rhythm. And really, when it kicks them in the... They say the hard rock and roll is still beating. And from what I've seen, I believe them. Not the old one, maybe better leader. But the hard rock and roll, hard rock and roll is still beating.
Somehow they skipped a word. I wonder what he meant by that. Hey, you're listening to the Rock and Roll Handyman Show right here at Super Talk Mississippi at the Build Mississippi Studios. My guest, Jerry Clark. Clark Remodeling and Repair. Jerry, I know we spent the first segment talking a lot about DIY decks and did a great job explaining to the folks the difference between like 24-inch on center, 16-inch on center, and I agree with everything you said, and everything is totally right. All right, yeah.
I just wanted to add, everything you said, my dad and my uncle and a couple of buddies built our deck when I was a kid, probably about 10 or 11 years old.
Sure.
I'm 50. And it still looks brand new.
Yeah.
There's no sagging, sinking. It's all real wood.
Sure.
No splintering. Now, he takes good care of it.
Sure.
Treats it and does the things you should. But everything Mr. Clark said is exactly right. If you want something that's going to last, build it to last.
Yeah, build it to last.
And, I mean, I'm kind of with him. I've been on decks that have the composite.
Yeah.
Not as big a fan of it. It seems to be much hotter if you want to walk around on it with your feet. And it does have a tendency, if it's in, you know, extreme sunlight and heat, they seem to just not necessarily hold their form as well as wood. But, I mean, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe, I don't know. But I can say I love the wood deck. And using great materials, it'll last forever.
I do, too. I like wood decks. The synthetic is like some of it, particularly the lesser expensive type. I've seen bows so bad before that it couldn't even be screwed back down because it was bowed almost a half circle.
Yeah.
Synthetic decking. So you have to, if you get a synthetic decking, you got to go big. All right. Enough about decks. What project are you working on now at your house?
I turned on the station on my way here, and I just thought it was so funny to hear that you guys were talking about remodeling kitchens and the stress that it has on a family.
Ooh.
So, and it's just, you know, we just finished week 4 on remodeling my own kitchen.
And you're still married.
Oh, yeah. But, you know, it's my wife and I, and, you know, she's been waiting for 4 years very patiently for me to do this far.
Sure.
So either you have the time and you don't have the money, or you have the money and you don't have time, well, we just got to work out. So anyway, we took out a wall. The house was built in 86.
Sure.
So it had a wall in between the kitchen and a bay window eating area, large area. I have a 6-foot round antique oak table in there. Okay. And I still have a lot of room.
Sure.
So, anyway.
In that wall, was there electrical or plumbing fixtures at all?
There was one electrical.
Okay.
One electrical.
Just an outlet.
And then the old phone stuff was in there.
Yeah.
So, anyway.
Yeah, anyway.
But we did find out that it was a load-bearing wall.
Uh-huh.
So, we did have put a double beam up.
What did you use for beam?
We used 2x12s.
Okay.
And doubled them up.
Mm-hmm.
And with a sheet of plywood in between,
sure,
to make it the true size that you need.
Right.
So, and screw them together at least every 12 inches.
Right.
Minimum every 12 inches. But anyway, we got that taken care of, and it opened up everything just like we thought we wanted it to. Opened it up from the kitchen to the eating area, straight into the family room.
Yeah.
I mean, the whole thing is just there.
It's more of an open plan now.
Yes, very much so. And my wife has so much more cabinetry than she ever thought she was going to have. So, but everything in it is custom made. My carpenter did a fabulous job on all the cabinetry.
Sure.
Changing the whole thing from putting a corner cabinet in for, you know, some of the appliances so we don't have to have them out on the countertop.
Right.
Moving from over stove, over stove microwave.
Yes.
To building a custom-made vent hood. And then we got an on a countertop microwave that we bought. And where we're going to put it, if you walk by it, you're going to get your head knocked. So we had to take it back and get a smaller one. But the cabinets, we've just finished spraying them, old base paint, primer, two coats of spray, and they look absolutely wonderful. We pulled up all floor. Now we're going to put the floor back down.
What color are the cabinets?
It's kind of a light gray with a brown hue.
I understand.
You know, it's to match the granite that we have.
Yeah.
So
Luger granite countertops.
All granite custom-made countertops to fit, you know, for all the little corners and everything else that we're going to have. And that's going to be installed Monday.
Okay. And I think it should also be said that if you're going to use granite countertops, it's a great choice. But granite needs to be sealed.
It does need to be sealed. As soon as they put it in, they clean it,
uh-huh,
and then they put a sealer on it.
Right.
And you should seal it, in my opinion, at least every 6 months.
Right.
And it's not hard.
No.
You just get a sealer, you wipe it on. When it comes to a haze, you wipe it off.
Yeah. It's simply done.
And because granite is porous.
Yes. It will absorb.
Oh, yes, it will. Yes. It'll stain if you don't have it sealed properly.
Correct.
So, but everything, the only holdup we're going to have is the drawer fronts and doors.
Yeah.
And that'll be next Friday coming in. Then we have to, of course, prime them and spray them. And then hopefully we'll do that Friday, Saturday, come back in Monday and start putting them all on.
Are the cabinets all wood, or is there any MDF used anywhere?
The doors and drawer fronts will all be MDF.
Uh-huh.
Going from MDF to wood, the cost is just extravagantly different.
Yeah, so, but the MDF doors and drawers look great.
If you didn't know it, you wouldn't know it.
Yeah, I agree. They look great. I think they're a wonderful thing to have.
But once we get all those on, it's going to be a finished product.
Yeah. Well, I'm so happy to hear.
And we've done this with no stress, really.
Yeah.
Because we went through it once before in our other home. And it's just my wife has been great. Yeah.
But also, as you do on every job, major planning went into it, and you knew exactly where you were going before you started.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean something unexpected didn't show up, but you've allowed for that also by yourself by saying, well, my remodel is going to cost X amount of dollars. I better add 10% more for, oh, no.
Yeah, exactly. And that oh, no has happened.
Yeah, I don't know. It's always there.
But, I love getting to a point. You start off on a piece of paper.
Yeah.
You draw it out. We knew what we were going to have when we took the wall out. Incorporated all that. My wife and I sat down, She told me what she wanted. We start placing it where she wanted it. And basically, we've been able to take care of everything she wanted to do.
Well, that's impressive. That's impressive. Yeah. I mean, to come through something like that.
And everything, you know, she hasn't been there a whole lot.
Yeah.
You know, with her job and other things. But when she's getting ready to leave, and I said, oh, no, wait a minute. I need you to answer this question. And she'll come and she'll answer the question that we have, and we'll go right on.
Yeah, yeah. That's a great thing that people can find a way to get through a project like that and know that's really, really good. Let's talk a little bit about your phone numbers. How do people get in touch with you, Jerry?
601-214-9463, 601-214-9463.
Clark Remodeling and Repair. Give him a call. Jerry does a great job. I'm going to call him, have him do some work around my house. Hey, you're listening to the Rock and Roll Handyman Show at Super Talk Mississippi at the Build at Mississippi Studios. We're about to come into some Fox National News and some local news. Don't you go away. We'll be back in a few minutes with a music segment, and we'll see you in just a little while.
In a world full of noise,
the latest news.
Finding information that matters to you can be overwhelming. That's why Super Talk is here.
Here we go.
To filter through the noise, to cut through the clutter, to deliver real information, and discuss how it affects you. You'll know what's important and why it matters when you listen to Super Talk Mississippi.
Who doesn't love a good laugh and free car advice?
Well, it depends on the advice. Tune into Under the Hood and you can have both.
I'm Russ, along with Shannon and Chris, your hosts for two of the best hours you'll spend this week.
We've been the Motor Medics since 1990, and we'll tackle any question you can throw at us.
You don't have to be a car person to love Under the Hood. We've got something for everyone right here every week.
Under the Hood, Saturdays from 3 to 5 p.m., right here on Super Talk Mississippi, the Super Talk app, and at supertalk.fm.
This is Home Answers.
Hello? Anybody home?
Dude, you gotta hear this.
Right.
What is it?
This true force has never been fully understood.
Say, what is this?
It boils down to two simple words.
Rock and roll.
Rock and roll.
New England clam chowder.
That's what I'm talking about.
All right, let's keep rocking and rolling.
Wonderful. Couldn't have said it better myself.
It's rock and roll, brother, and we're rocking tonight.
Back again, Rock and Roll Handyman Show right here at Super Talk Mississippi at the Build Mississippi Studios. And this be the music segment where we just tend to have a blast. We just like doing the music segment very much. We have a good time with it. I'm going to start with an artist called Jack White. I'm sure a lot of people have heard about Jack White and know who Jack White is, a musician, a producer, a studio owner, was with a group called White Stripes, and that was his wife, and she played drums, and he played guitar, and man, they were just a phenomenal duo. And then in 2000, they ended up getting divorced, but they still played together. But he was also in a group called Queen of the Stone Age, and just has played with many, many people. Great guitarist, good vocalist, and does a good job. Jack White has been around a long, long time. I'm not sure that he's gotten the notoriety that he really, really deserves. Maybe so. Maybe I'm wrong on that effort. I don't know. Maybe so. But Jack White, let's listen a little bit to "That's How I'm Feeling," Jack White.
The strength to be
Oh, man. That's just so good. He's just so excited during the song. I can hear his yelling in the background, like, yeah, go. I mean, that's total passion, folks. He's absolutely into it when he plays. And that just means so darn much to a song.
Well, you go watch the videos, too, of Jack White. I mean, they get it on now. I mean, they're having a big time.
Some of them I watch that are older ones with white stripes. Wow.
And Queens of the Stone Age is a great band, too.
Oh, they really we played them before. Mm-hmm. I've listened to them before. They're really a great band. Enjoy it a great deal. Well, we're going to back up a little more and do a group called Three Dog Night. And Three Dog Night, and a song is called Never Been to Spain, but they had 21 top 40 hits back in the 70s and the 60s. But they got their name because from the Australian outback where the Aborigines lived, on a cold night, they'd sleep with one dog right next to them. On a colder night, they sleep with two dogs. On the coldest night, they'd sleep with three dogs hugging around them, keeping them warm all the time. And that's how Three Dog Night came up with their name from there.
Of course, I love that. I mean, I have two dog night every night. I put that third one in there when the sister's gone and needs me to watch the dog. And
I'm glad that my house is down to one dog. I really am. That's a good thing. I used to have a bunch of dogs in there, but now this one. And there are not is a dog allowed on my bed.
Oh.
They can sleep right next to me. They have their little place. They can sleep next to me all they want.
Wake up with a bird dog on my shoulder and another bird dog laying right next to me.
Well, they started Three Dog Night, and they decided to add a band. And their thought was they'd have bands, and they'd interchange the band in and out through different performances. But the band they got was so darn good, they decided to keep it forever. And so they kept that band forever. And they've had songs written by great people like Randy Newman and Nielsen and Paul Williams and just anybody that's great that you can think of. They've had songs they've done.
He covers this song also, and you wouldn't imagine it.
Yeah.
I've never been to Spain, but apparently neither had Waylon Jennings.
Yeah, that's right. That's right, a cover for sure. But let's listen to Three Dog Night, Never Been to Spain.
I've never been to Spain, but I kind of like the music. See, the ladies are insane there. And they sure know how to use it. They don't abuse it. Never gonna lose it. I can't refuse it. Mm-hmm. Well, I never been to England, but I kinda like the Beatles. Well, I get it all those kids.
Stage show is absolutely great. I've seen Three Dog Night three times. And two of them were in California.
Sounds like a magic number if you're seeing three dog nights, see them three times.
Something about that. I don't know.
Well, and you know, when you're comparing heaven to Oklahoma, I mean, I might have to question your logic,
I always wanted to comment on that. I've never been to heaven, but I've been to Oklahoma.
Been to Oklahoma, and it ain't heaven. It's a good spot.
I don't think it is either. I mean, I would call
pretty flat and windy.
I call Pearl, Mississippi more heaven than.
Yeah, man. But no, the great song that really is.
Yeah, great. They had a lot of great songs. They really did. Yeah,
how many top 40s did you say? 21?
They've had 21 top 40 hits. And that's a lot. And basically, they're a vocal trio of Corey Wells and Danny Hutton, who was really the star of the group, and Chuck Negro. They just amazing, amazing voices and really came together very well and still playing today.
And I love that band. Oh, absolutely. Yeah. One of that era, one of my faves because, I mean, they have such a harmony to them, but there's a lot going on.
There's a lot going on. Yeah. And the times I've seen them, I was so impressed with their backup group. Their group is so – I mean, their guitar player, everything about their group is great. But their feature – and they're just tremendous.
Before we move on, I was having a deep conversation the other day about the difference in recording today versus if we go back to, say, the Three Dog Night era.
Right.
And what you hear is so much of a cleaner approach today because you're generally probably recording each item separately.
Correct.
But yet when they play in live settings, these newer bands, they're not as tight to me. You know, their albums are amazing.
No.
But if you go listen to the bands like Three Dog Night that played live a lot, that were used to recording the way they played,
right.
Man, it's just such a depth there that you're missing sometimes. And to me, the newer type of music, because it's so mastered and so put together, you know, as components sometimes.
It's like, I don't know if you've read a lot about or looked at a lot about Phil Pegagus. He does he actually talks about that, about recording in the studio and playing live. And with voice pitch correction, that's done a lot on recordings and also on pre-recorded performances. But on a live performance, it's not done. And sometimes the vocalist doesn't hit the note, or sometimes the vocalist wants to go with a note that might be a little flat because the band is a little flat. So he just naturally goes there.
It's intuitive, right?
Yeah, very intuitive. It's amazing. But at any rate, yes, there's a major difference between recording then and recording now. Hey, moving ahead. Greta Van Fleet. What a great band. They really are. Song called Black Smoke Rising. And twin brothers, Josh and Jake, started the band. And, of course, their other brother played with them. Sam, what was his name? Sam, I think. And their drummer was Danny Wagner. They recorded a whole bunch of albums. Their latest album is called Starcatcher, and they're often compared to Led Zeppelin. Why? Well, Jake, their guitarist, has studied, like for a year, Jimmy Page from Led Zeppelin, studied Pete Townshend and learned how to play that kind of guitar. Josh, who does the vocals and also plays bass, they say sounds a lot like Robert Plant, it has been said in publications before. They're a great stage band. They do a lot worth listening to. Black Smoke Rising. Let's give a listen. Greta Van Fleet.
This is for the road design.
Greta Van Fleet, great band. Really enjoyed listening to him a lot. Well, we're going to move ahead. Marcy Ball. Who is Marcy Ball? Find Another Fool is the name of the song, but she's a blues singer and a pianist, and is totally in love with New Orleans-type music. She was born in Texas, but at a very young age moved to Louisiana and plays what they consider sometimes swamp rock. And she studied a lot of the New Orleans people and knows how to play that New Orleans piano like nobody else. Does a great song called Find Another Fool. Let's listen to Marcy Ball. She has such a great voice. I mean, it's just so mellow. It sounds so great. I like listening.
Well, she's a good-looking lady, too.
Yeah, Marcy.
Well, the next one is Oriente.
Oriente is something else.
Oriente. When I saw that one, I was like, whoa, goodness, buddy.
We're going to use her as our outtake, but she's an Australian guitarist and vocalist. At 14 years old, she played in front of Steve Vai, and he was, like, blown away.
Yeah, I bet.
And he said, come on upstage and play with me. And she did. And then at another occasion, she jammed backstage with Carlos Santana, and he was so blown away by her when she was, like, 16, he said, come on stage and meet me. We'll jam together. And she did. But she grew up playing with Michael Jackson. She's just a great, great guitarist and a tremendous, tremendous audience. Let's listen to Oriente is a tremendous. Besides, she's very good looking.
Oh my Lord! Yeah, I mean she can play and she's beautiful and she's played with everybody out there and started so young with such talent. It's kind of like Joe Bonamassa.
Yeah.
He was like 12. You know, cutting it up. And then you got Billy String. Some of these are very young that have
very
just taken off.
Man. Just really, really tearing it up. I've seen her playing in her house before where she was yakking and just talking about her house. And then she went and picked up the guitar sitting on the couch. And just the cool, look, talking and yakking, playing the licks like, wow, where'd that come from? She's played with everybody, though, and is a great, great guitarist. She was with Carrie Underwood during the performance at the Super Bowl, and she was in their band. But listen to her do an outtake. She's a great guitarist.
I was called the way to life, hanging on my shoulders. Just some love down on the street was on the turn of my heart colder. When you walked into my world, now you're by my side. All the ghosts are gone, they used to keep me up at night. Guess I'll never understand how I found somebody like you, baby. My world was so black and white, you turned into colors out of the blues.
Super Talk
Nobody keeps Mississippi informed like we do. With 12 stations covering all 82 counties, if it happens in your state, we're on top of it. The news, the weather, the sports, and the talk that's important to you. The issues that matter to you, your family, and your bank account. It's all right here. And when you're away from home, depend on the SuperTalk app and supertalk.fm to stay in the know. We're proud to serve our fellow Mississippians. SuperTalk Mississippi. Mississippi news doesn't sleep, and neither do we. At supertalk.fm, you get news from all over the state. From stories to keep you safe, to legislation that could affect your bank account, to weather reports to help you better plan your weekend. Plus, find in-depth interviews with the newsmakers in the SuperTalk podcast archives. And everything Mississippi sports. Your Mississippi news. All the time, on air and online. At supertalk.fm.
Hey, this is Bob.
Great song, really was. A comment on our music segment, talking about Greta Van Fleet. Some guy didn't give a name. I don't think he did. But anyway, he said, if Led Zeppelin and Rush had a kid, that would be Greta Van Fleet.
I think he had a pretty good call
there. Yeah, I agree with it. And another text has come in. Said, let's see. Thank you. Hope you're enjoying your weekend. All right.
I was replying to Nathan, who gave us.
I hope you're enjoying your weekend too, Lance.
Thank you. I'm doing my best.
Well, I am. I am enjoying my weekend, that's for sure. And it's been a great week all around. It really has.
It's always good to see Mr. Clark too.
Jerry's just
such a great guy.
It's always good to talk to him. He's always got some great knowledge to share, and I just really like talking to him a lot. But at any rate,
it's like talking to a pitcher in the major leagues that has thrown six or seven no-hitters, you know, the amount of knowledge that's in that head. You know, it's just,
yeah.
You get them talking.
Yeah, you won't get it all out, regardless of how hard you try.
The secrets, you got to have a few secrets to the trade. But, yeah, he's always such a wonderful guy, and I always love having him on. And I'm glad that he had a great fourth, too. And I hope all y'all out there did because, it's really, come and gone now. And so we're on the flip side of 4th of July. Well, next big one will be what? The
year.
Is it Labor or Memorial that's the end of summer?
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. I get those two.
I got nothing.
Yeah. I just know there is one more.
I think it's Labor Day, I think.
I think it's Labor Day.
Yeah, it is Labor Day.
Memorial's the first one in Labor Day. Somebody
in Radio Land, just text us Labor Day and be fine. We help us, too.
We have one here that says, did you hear of Randy Cutlip? He was a keyboardist for Three Dog Night many years ago. He converted to Christian missionary or became a ministering Christian music, lived in Hattiesburg for a while and passed away around 2000.
Wow.
I have to look that one up. Randy Cutlip.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, that's great information. That's great information. Thank you for that. I appreciate it. All right. Talk a little bit about Build Mississippi. Great organization. I mean, driving here today up on – by the way, I had the roof down. It was wonderful this morning. It was a great day to have the roof down in the morning. Well, on the way home. But driving up here, I see billboards where multiple companies all over the place have billboards that say, we are hiring. And I'm going, man, they're even putting it on billboards today. And I know that some of our sponsors that sponsored this program are hiring as well. But they're hiring – they want to hire a person who has the ability and the training and the knowledge to do that. And how do they get that? They get that through a an organization like Build Mississippi. Build Mississippi has training facilities not only in Pearl. They have a huge training facility, but also another one in the northern part of the state. Build Mississippi is dedicated to taking all, any Mississippian that wants to just improve in a talent and get involved in a career that can be a lifelong, passionate, good money-making career. For a little bit of time and a little bit of effort from Build Mississippi. The best way to find out more is just to go right to their site. That's buildmississippi.com and look at some of the things they offer, whether it's through schooling or colleges or trade schools or high schools or just at their facility alone. They have great, great, great instructors. Matter of fact, one of the instructors, Daniel, he was here with us talking last time they were on. I think he's going to be on again. Great instructors, master. He's a master mechanic. Did I forget? I don't know. We'll talk about that another time. But anyway, you can learn welding. You can learn heavy equipment. You can learn how to work on high-end electrical stuff, high-end plumbing, all commercial-type stuff if necessary, so that you can get yourself a very, very, very good-paying job. Build Mississippi, great organization. Hey, check them out. Well, I've had some rust on my front door, and as I was telling Jerry a little while ago, I'm about not far away from painting my house. I'm not talking about hours here. I'm talking about weather and whatnot. Wait till it cools off a tad. But I want to take care of the door with the problems that they may have. They close pretty tight. The weather stripping is still pretty good. But on my front door, which is a metal door, on the bottom, there was a kick plate on there, old school kind of kick plate, and I pulled the kick plate off, and behind the kick plate, there's a little bit of rust showing through. So I sanded it down, and I put some white rust primer on it that's supposed to prevent that, and the rust showed through. Well, I said, well, I'll put a second coat of white on it. Rust showed through the second day. I went, Well, at that point, I decided what I needed to do is sand the existing primers that I had put on there off and bring it down to raw steel and getting rid of all of the rust. And then I bought myself a Rust-Oleum paint that actually is a product that works very, very well in painting rust and preventing rust, and it takes all of the rust situations away, and it handles all the problems that you may have. It does a great job, and it really can help make your house more than it should be. So I put that on there, and it is colored different. It's either a red or a rust color. I ended up getting the rust color and priming my door, and then once that dries, I'm going to put some white primer back on it because at this point I think I'm just going to keep my doors white. And that's until paint time, which at that time I've got a little scheme in mind as far as painting is concerned. But
scheme sounds underhanded, and sometimes you got to attack painting with that kind of mindset. You got to have a little, I'm going to beat it this time.
That's right. Well, a lot of people do, but I don't. Somehow I like to paint. I'm just one of those crazy people that enjoy it very much.
I don't mind it if I'm not in a hurry.
Yeah.
You know, if you're trying to get something done, project-oriented, in a sinking platform, like, we got to show the house tomorrow, and you're like, I'm sorry, buddy.
Leave me alone.
Yeah, no, no. But yeah, you give me a few days, and I can do it the way I want, being meticulous and edging right and doing all that. I don't like being in any hurry painting anything.
I think about 20 years ago, I grew up out of, hey, let's get going and get it done fast. I grew up out of that kind of thinking. Everything will get done in time, and whatever that time may be. But hey. It really did help, and that's how I take care of the rust on your door. But and that's what I did, very simply. It worked really well. Paint your doors. All right. Well, a lot of people have been using their grills this weekend, and they still will be using their grills. And I've always had like a major grill at my house, a four burner grill, or always gas. I've had gas grills now for probably I don't know, 20, 25 years, long time. And I'm not talking about one. I mean, I've had probably two or three gas grills. But at this point in time, I'm in a, I live by myself. I have no grill. But I've decided what I'm going to do, and I really, I've always, always liked the way something tastes when it's cooked with real charcoal. I just like that. So what I'm going to do is go buy a hibachi grill, which is a small grill, which is a tremendous... We used to have hibachis when I grew up. Just a little grill. It's only 10 inches by 18 inches or something like that. And it uses charcoal. And I'm telling you, there's just... nothing cooks better than something like that. So I am going to the hibachi. Where am I going to find it? Well, you can get them at Tractor Supply. You can get them. You can buy one on Amazon if you want to. They're all over the place. But yeah, that is definitely what I'm heading into. And I know some people that use charcoal and like it a lot, but most everybody nowadays is using a propane gas type grill.
I like both. I mean, if I'm cooking quickly, you know, hot dogs, something like that, and for myself, not a big production, I'm going with gas every time because you want it now.
Yeah.
If I want a burger or a couple burgers, a couple hot dogs or something. But if I'm preparing like a steak or, you know, it's right. going to be a longer process. I want a little more flavor. Yeah. Get you some hickory, get you some oak, get you something that tastes good, some some pecan wood, throw it in there and let it all die down, and then throw the meat on there after that. So I have one of each, you know.
Yeah, that's a good thing to have. But I have grown out of, like I said, 25 years ago, this hurry up and let's get it in and out. So I don't need a propane grill. A gas grill, I mean a charcoal grill. Let it get ready. I'll be waiting. I've got time. I'm not in any rush to go anywhere.
I love a charcoal grill. You know, and that to me is, that's like way it's always tastes the best in the long run. It's slow and easy, good flame, the right heat, all that. But propane, you know, it does make it a lot easier.
A lot easier.
Boy, you can pop it on there, ready to go.
Yeah. And they're making some pretty nice propane grills.
You're not in a hurry, though. So
I'm not. No.
I'm one of those Webers.
I don't have anybody chomping at my bit saying, hey, get this done. And when my dog wants to eat, she'll come and go, you just have to wait.
Yeah, hold on now. You're going to get yours.
You'll get yours in a little while. All right. But anyway, also, cleaning grills. Man, stop using wire brushes or anything with wire coating to it. There are many ways to clean a grill nowadays with a fiberglass cleaner or just a fiberglass material that cleans it very well. They also make a roller-type grill cleaner that actually rolls and has these fiberglass bristles that actually clean the grill off absolutely thoroughly. They also have a robot-type grill that cleaner that you can actually turn on, close your grill, and this whole thing goes up and down your grill all by itself until your grill is totally clean, and then it shuts off. What is this world coming to?
Well, I just read something where a congressman is retiring because he doesn't want to work 14-hour days, 4 days a week, and have to deal with D.C. anymore. The work is just too dang hard, and he's quitting. You're making a killing, man. Like, I guess we're just going to the path of least resistance sometimes. You know, where is
that? I've made about $2 or $3 million. Yeah. I think I'm tired of this.
I'm tired of working hard. I'm going to hit the house. But, yeah, I think that's a lot of what we're seeing, though, too, is a lot of technology is teaching us to take the lower, easier road sometimes, which is let tech do it. And we forget how to do things sometimes.
Yeah, that's correct. That's correct.
I think, you know, hard work is a good thing. Smart work's a better thing.
It is.
Efficiency, all those things. So, you know, whatever you're doing out there, just trying to find the easiest, best way to take on a hard topic or a hard challenge. Don't ever be scared of it.
What I've found is there's Let's take Jerry Clark, for instance. There's probably as much knowledge in his brain as there is in anywhere. And but if you go to a computer, you can probably find just about as much knowledge on there if you know exactly what you're looking for. So, yeah, but that doesn't mean that old school way is not a good way to think about things, because it really is. And it does teach patience and you know, just take things a little slow and it'll work a lot better for you. Don't be in a rush to get anything accomplished. Certainly, there are things in life, there are deadlines that we must meet, and that happens just everywhere. But we must be flexible about certain things, and that's for sure we should be. So that's just the way that goes. Make sure you get your grill cleaned. Don't use wire, because using those wire brushes, boy, can... I've had some friends that used wire brushes and ended up in the hospital.
Yeah, don't ever make the mistake like I did when I was a kid and my dad said, go wash the four-wheeler off. So I grabbed the wire brush off of the grill and said, yeah, I'll go out there. And I scrubbed that plastic down as much as you possibly could. And
I bet that wire brush was great.
My dad was so mad at me after that. Beautiful three-wheeler it was. And
it was.
And I didn't hit the paint job, but the plastic.
Yeah.
It looked like somebody had taken a razor blade and just run up and down it in every direction you could. He came over there and was like, what were you thinking? I said, well, you told me to.
Thinking?
Yeah. I was just following orders. Boy, you got to learn to think before you do.
That's unusual for somebody to think before they work. Hey, short break coming up. You're listening to the Rock and Roll Handyman Show here at Super Talk Mississippi, the Bill Mississippi Studios. We'll be back with more crazy information in just a minute. Don't go away.
We're right here. Wait till I come back around. You and I will go. We'll just sit and watch it all go.
Superior, it's more than a name. It's a promise that we make to our customers to provide you the highest quality U.S. farm-raised catfish at your favorite restaurant, your family reunion, or on your dinner table. Hey, this is Steve Azar, and I want to let you know that with Superior Catfish, you know the next bite is as good as the first, time after time, made possible by your friends and neighbors here in Mississippi. Remember, there's catfish, then there is Superior Catfish.
Join us each Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for the Word of Truth here on Super Talk Mississippi. That's the Word of Truth each Sunday at 7:30 a.m. on your local Super Talk Mississippi radio station or online at supertalk.fm.
Supertalk.fm. Supertalk.fm. Your one stop for all the news that matters in the Magnolia State. Supertalk.fm. Everything you need to know at your fingertips. Supertalk.fm.
Hey, this is Bob.
Now this shaded dirt road is feeling cool beneath my feet. Used to ride on to get to where I was going in a day. Now I've got to stop.
Oh, yeah, I'm supposed to talk.
Hard to step on Mickey Hauser, man.
It's very hard to step.
Yeah, I love that song, Stop and Go. And then he talks about, you know, used to get to where he was going in a day. But eventually you get to where we are and you go, why am I trying to get there in a day? Let's go the long way.
Yeah, let's.
And that's what I love about that song.
When I was younger, I used to go from Jackson to my home in Cape Cod. I did it in 16 hours one time.
That's hauling.
It's insane.
It almost reminds me of our out where we're going to get some clam chowder.
Bye-bye. That's insane.
I know.
But
that's up further north than D.C., so which D.C.'s about 12 to 14, so you really were trucking.
Oh, I was trucking.
The Bandit.
I had a sports car, and I was going like crazy. I was going way too fast, but all the way up there, too, never got stopped. Well, I did get stopped one time.
That tells you why we have that the Bandit talking about going to get clam chowder at the end of the show, because that was what Buddy was doing. He was racing. Getting that clam, going up there and getting some clam chowder.
Getting some clam chowder.
Well, do you have any projects that you're working on this summer that, you know, we...
A bunch of little things. You know, I've had... my daughter and her family have been living in my house for a while, and I've let them stay there, and I had to rearrange a whole bunch of stuff to make, like, my special studio and office area into an extra bedroom, so I moved all that stuff into my room. So what I'm doing at my house is rearranging everything where all of a sudden my office is back to where my office is going to be, and it's starting to turn into where my studio is going to be, but still I've got a long way to go, so that's one of my projects that I'm doing at the house. But the rest is just trying to, you know, get adjusted to everything again, redoing.
Yeah, cooking out and chilling and those types of things.
And chilling and digging it very, very much. Digging it.
Hey, I almost sent you I could not get the link to work. I don't know if you received it in your email as I was – you know, intending for it to come to you, but it was one of those newer materials that we talk here and there about. And this one was, it looks just like a asphalt shingle.
Right, but it's a metal.
But it's a sheet.
Right.
And it's not individual pieces. And right. I found that to be pretty interesting. If anyone has used those sheets that look like asphalt shingles, but yet they are metal roof.
Right.
I'm curious because, you know, I just started seeing this. Now, I've seen quite a few other variations, but the one that looks just like an asphalt shingle was pretty interesting.
Yeah, I talked about that a little while ago.
We hadn't had anybody that has texted saying, I've used those and they look great. Well, I don't know if that's made it to us yet.
I've heard about them is that, yes, they are good. They are more expensive, a lot more expensive than regular shingles, but the warranty on them is like incredibly good. I mean, lifetime. But the one problem they have is they, in a good hailstorm, they will dent.
And that was my question, was, you know, being metal.
The hail is the worst.
And that may be why we don't see them down here as much, because we get a lot of hail.
But it's supposed to be a really good product. And that's just part of the advancement in technology as far as roofing is concerned. Like I have said when I was announcing that segment about that metal roof that looks just like a roof shingle, they also are beginning to make the are beginning to study and research and develop whether granules will actually work as electro
I'm waiting for them to connect it into solar.
Yeah.
Where, you know, they had the film there for a long time. It seemed that we would have seen more of the solar paper or solar film that would have integrated with, say, roofing instead of having the heavy panels and those things. But we have the innovation to me in solar has kind of hit a wall. A little bit.
To a point, it has.
And we'll blow through that at some point. But
you know, in 20 years, things will be a whole lot different.
Yeah. I'd say 5 or 10 maybe, because as the grid continues to have more strain placed upon it through all of the computing and all of these data centers and all that, in order for our bills not to go way up, we're going to have to generate more power.
Right, for sure. So we're going to. Hey, let me take a minute and tell you about Rebel Ace Hardware, a Rebel Hardware store, one of the better hardware stores in the sound of my voice. I mean, there are many Rebels throughout central Mississippi, and they're open on Saturdays, open from 6 in the morning. I'm sorry, 7 in the morning until 6 in the evening. And they have all of the equipment, all of the hardware that you'll ever need, plus landscape equipment, and in Pearl is their Power Equipment Center, which is just, I mean, they have, if I had to guess, they probably have 25 zero-turn Gravely mowers, and they probably have 25 Skag mowers, zero-turn Skag mowers. They also have that battery-operated mower. I think it's I've forgotten the name of the company that makes them, but they also have that. And they have a lot of tools. And Revel, what they do best is service. You go see my friends at Revel Hardware Store, you'll end up going back, because Revel is a great, great hardware store, and you'll be happy you did. Revel, proud to sponsor this Handyman Show. Hey, just kind of a note. A lot of us, you know, you go buy paint and always have them shake it at the store on the paint shaker, because paint is made up of many different ingredients, whether it's something that actually puts it on, makes it spread better, makes it everything, pigment, just there's so many things that go into paint. but it tends to want to settle. And the longer that it's been sitting on the shelf, the more that it settles. That's why you should always have it mixed at the shaker at the store. And then when you get it home, before you paint, you should mix it again with a paint stick. And then every time you use it, always mix it, because paint tends to separate if you don't keep it mixed just properly. So anytime you're using paint, mix it. And on spray paint, when you pick up a can, it makes no sound. If you shake it a few times, all of a sudden the bead inside, that metal bead, goes click, 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 click. Well, you've got to click, 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 click a whole bunch of times to get that paint inside mixed up. Particularly, there's so much spray paint that sits on a shelf in a store for so many weeks or months, and sometimes longer, but mixing it really does make a difference and make it work.
I'll say that my favorite sound is when I need one more can of spray paint, but yet you hear that little metal ball banging around in the empty one while you're spraying something, and you go, man, I'm a can short. You just keep shaking that thing, thinking that more paint's going to, it's not coming. It's not no coming. More paint in there.
All of a sudden the air runs out.
It's done. I know I should have bought one more.
Yeah.
It happens every time. So if you're going to paint, get an extra one and don't be me.
Really. Don't be me.
Hey, you're sitting there talking, please.
That sounds
please,
like a great paint. Song. Yeah. Don't be me.
Go up. Don't be me. Here,
don't
man.
Be yeah, me.
Don't even buy an extra one.
Well, we hope for our kids are always better than me. And most of them they are. Oh, by the way, last weekend when I had my granddaughters in here, the twins, they're 14. They said coming up here was the best time they had in a long time.
That's hard to believe when they're that young, but you have a great crew. They so nice.
It. And then Lexi did the outtake for her. She's
Lexi's
21.
A pro,
oh, she's a pro.
Go see her. She works in Starkville.
She works in Starkville at a burger place up there.
Yeah.
The
Bulldog Burger. Y'all go see her. She is a sweetheart, smart as she can be.
Oh, yeah.
And she's talented, too. If you're in Starkville this summer, go by and see Lexi.
Go by and see Lexi. Lexi Lewis is her last name, Lewis. So go see her. But, yeah, they had a blast up here last weekend. But that's something that... I'm glad they did. They got to come. Hey, you've been listening to the Rock and Roll Handyman Show here on Super Talk Mississippi at the Build Mississippi Studios. My name is Buddy Slowick. Do it each and every week. And just, hey, I would love to get your texts about things that could make the show better or things you'd like to talk about or problems at your house. Hey, we'll talk about it next week. And I'll have another show ready for you. Next week, we'll be ready to go. Talk to you then. Have a great, great weekend. Bye-bye.
We're on our way to Boston to get some clam chowder. Bye-bye.
Get the news that matters to Mississippi on Middays with Gerard Gibbert. Middays with Gerard Gibbert. Each weekday starting at 10 a.m., Gerard brings you a spirited debate on the key stories of the day with the newsmakers and powerful reporting on the issues you care about. Listen on your local Super Talk station or anywhere you get Super Talk Mississippi, and watch the show live on C Spire Channel 70, Super Talk TV, and on the Super Talk Mississippi app.
You know that nowadays most people go online to look at a business before they spend their money. What if the online information about your business is incorrect, or even worse, not very flattering? If your online presence isn't great, you may be losing customers. STMM Digital's trusted and highly trained team is the answer. We're ready to work with you to help your business capitalize on the power of digital marketing. Call 601-991-2305 or go to stmmdigital.com to get started today.
Hi, I'm Josh Quick, the owner of Mid-South Crawlspace Solutions, formerly known as Clean Space of Central Mississippi. Our name may have changed, but our expertise remains. An unhealthy crawlspace can invite mold, bugs, and buckling floors. This affects not only your crawlspace, but compromises the health of your entire home. Our Clean Space system will transform your crawlspace into a dry, healthy, clean environment that will save you energy and money. No more moisture, no more mold, no more smells. Still doing free estimates at mscrawlspace.com.
Purier Consultants has always been your go-to for reliable and affordable heating and cooling systems, and now we're offering an additional product to avoid the 25 to 30% increase that everyone is talking about. With Day and Night, a Carrier family product, your professionals at Purier Consultants can install a reliable heating and cooling system with a 10-year system warranty. Purier Consultants and Day and Night, providing ultimate comfort for your home for an affordable price. Call us today for your free quote, 601-939-7420. That's 601-939-7420, or find us online at mypurierconsultants.com.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.